We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Megan.
I'm Jamie.
Hi there, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Gwynny.
Hey, I'm Becca.
I'm Jamie too, and here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Well, we're going to have a great show today, and it's a show about Jonah. You all know the story about Jonah, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Why don't we play our song that tells the story?
Save you.
Now, our song leaves Jonah on the shores of Nineveh. Today, we're going to tell the rest of the story. But before we do, we want to give you some more information about the story.
The people of Nineveh were enemies of Israel.
They worshipped other gods.
Jonah didn't want to go there because he didn't want them to be saved.
He wanted his enemy to be destroyed.
Let's read from the book of Jonah, chapter 3.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you.
Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days.
On the first day, Jonah started into the city. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned.
The Ninevites believed God.
They declared a fast and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth.
When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust.
Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh.
By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything.
Do not let them eat or drink.
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth.
Let them give up their evil ways and their violence.
Who knows? God may yet relent. And with compassion, turn from his fierce anger, so that we will not perish.
When they fasted and put on sackcloth, do you all know what that means? Why they put on sackcloth, Alexa?
It's like, basically like a way of humbling yourself.
Okay. It was a way for people to show God and to show each other that they were really turning away from their evil ways. They feared God, and they obeyed him. Well, let's read on.
When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened.
But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry.
He prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home?
That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. A God who relents from sending calamity.
Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live.
But the Lord replied, "Have you any right to be angry?"
Jonah was angry with God, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Why do you think he was angry with God?
Because he didn't want God to give his enemies another chance to do what was right.
That's right. And I guess he was afraid that they would come after him, too. You think that was part of it?
Yeah.
Well, we have some more of this story to read, but let's take a break here, and we're going to let Jamie, who is visiting us again, she was one of our original Karen and Kids when we started our radio ministry, and she's back for a visit, and it's so great to see you again, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
And we're going to let Jamie choose the song for us.
How about God Can Make You Strong?
Good choice.
Standing on His promises, live His love. Anything impossible with blessing from above. What for the people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. He faced a giant. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong. Standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Followed Him faithfully and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong. Standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Read on now, the rest of the story. Now remember, Jonah was mad at God, and he was afraid his enemy was going to hurt him, so here's what he did.
Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city.
There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city.
Then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort, and Jonah was very happy about the vine.
But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered.
When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint.
He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live."
But God said to Jonah, "Do you have a right to be angry about the vine?"
"I do," he said. "I'm angry enough to die."
But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow.
It sprang up overnight and died overnight."
But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well.
Should I not be concerned about that great city?
What was God trying to teach Jonah, Alexa?
That He gave everybody another chance.
Mm-hmm. Did Jonah have a right to complain about the vine? Or the fact that God took it away?
No.
So how can we relate the vine to the people of Nineveh?
The vine was like the people of Nineveh because it needed to be tended and, you know, watched over to make sure that it lived
and the people of Nineveh needed to be guided towards the Lord and needed help understanding what to do.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, Alexa.
God made the vine just like he made the Ninevites.
Exactly. That's right.
And it's his decision whether people live or die.
He gave Jonah a chance to change his ways when he was saved from the big fish.
But Jonah didn't want the people of Nineveh to have another chance.
God gives us opportunities to turn away from our wrongs too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He forgives us and gives us another chance and another chance. And what is that called when God keeps forgiving us and encouraging us? And yeah, Alexa.
Mercy.
That's right. And our memory verse for today is from the book of Deuteronomy. Can you say Deuteronomy? That's a hard word to say. Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Oh, you guys are so good. So here's our memory verse. The Lord your God is a merciful God. Say that.
The Lord your God is a merciful God.
No one should question when and where God decides to give mercy. Romans chapter 9 says,
what then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses,
I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
It does not, therefore, depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
It wasn't up to Jonah to decide whether the people of Nineveh would be saved, and God taught him a lesson with the vine and the worm.
God made it really clear to Jonah who was in control.
God gives and God takes away.
Jonah was more worried about the plant than the thousands of lost people.
Nineveh had more than 120,000 people who could not tell their right hand from their left. They were lost and searching, and God showed them mercy and forgiveness.
God didn't leave them lost and searching.
God didn't leave us lost and searching.
He sent Jesus.
From the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, we read,
but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
We don't deserve God's love.
We are all sinners.
But because of God's mercy,
he made us alive with Jesus.
Because we believe and turn away from our wrongful ways, he gives us eternal life.
We will live with Jesus and with God in heaven.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your mercy. We don't deserve it, but it's there for each one of us. Teach us to give mercy to people who are even our enemies. It's hard, but with your help we can do it. You give us so much, and we thank you, Father. Sometimes, to teach us, you take things away from us. Help us to accept those times, too, to be happy through whatever life brings. You are in control. And we put our faith in you and our trust in you. We want to serve you and tell others about your love and your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Our kids' club is growing and we need your help.
Send us stories, jokes, and puzzles.
You can mail them to Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or email them to karen@karenandkids.com.
If you want information about our ministry, you can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
We hope that you have learned more about God's mercy.
It was there for Jonah.
It was there for the people of Nineveh.
And it's there for each one of us.
And remember,
the Lord your God is a merciful God. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.